Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap and a beautiful Saturday morning on its way here today. Expect some sunshine hopefully this afternoon. That's what we're hoping for anyhow. And it should be warming up to around 63 degrees today. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, cooling off to around 44. And then for tomorrow, Easter Sunday, scattered showers, partly sunny skies, on again, off again, a high maybe around 62, a 40% chance of some light precipitation for tomorrow. 10 to 15 mile an hour winds out of the south-southwest with gusts as high as 25, and then for Easter evening or Sunday night, scattered showers, and then cooling off to around 41 with a 30% chance of precipitation. And for Monday, sunny skies warming up to 67, hot dang. Partly sunny skies. At least the sun is shining on the studio here this morning. You're listening to Raider Wrap, and I've got our track team in here. Well, not the whole team. I've got some of the people that are in here. Just I got the captains anyhow. And so we got Reagan.
Yes.
Reagan Childress, Maddie McDowell, and Josie Hulk. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the program, ladies. You want to step right on up to that microphone, get that thing right up in your mug so we can hear you. So all the lovely people out there that are listening today, all three of them, there's four of us here, can actually listen in on the program. So we've got two seniors and then a junior, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Maddie, we'll start with you right away. Just how long have you been on the track team?
I've been throwing since freshman year.
Okay. So, a couple, 3 years. And how'd you get interested on that?
In sixth grade, I decided I wanted a spring sport, so I did track. Didn't do it until freshman year, and I was like, hey, let's try again. Unfortunately, COVID happened, and my season was cut short, but sophomore year was absolutely amazing, and I've fallen in love with throwing, and it's been lots of fun.
What are you throwing?
I throw shot and disc.
Okay. They don't have javelin in high school, do they?
No, it's too unsafe for high schoolers.
Yeah, because you guys want to kill each other. Reagan, how about you? How long have you been on the track team?
I joined in eighth grade. So.
Okay, so you're 4 years now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. You just were springtime, you're like looking for something to do, or
yeah.
Kind of how'd that work out?
I wanted to stay more in shape for soccer. So I decided to join track, and my mom competed in high school, and she told me it'd be a really good idea.
Nice.
And then I'd get role models. So.
So what do you do for the track team?
I sprint. I do 100 and 200.
Okay. So you keep yourself, you don't do any high jump, long jump, any of that stuff? Because usually sprinters do that, don't they?
Yeah, but I have horrible knees. I have grandma knees already.
Oh. Well, how does that affect your running, though? That's got to be pretty tough, too, on your knees there, too. Doesn't it, a little bit, or...?
It does a little bit, but not as much as jumping does.
Okay. And then that brings us to Josie. Well, you're a junior. So mm-hmm. When did you start getting into the track and field?
Yeah, I started in seventh grade in middle school. And I just kind of tried it. Most of my family is swimmers, and I've been swimming my whole life. So I just kind of tried it and ended up loving it.
So that you run long distance, right?
Yeah, I do.
So that's the 800 you said?
Yeah, I do the 800 and sometimes the miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you run cross country too then in the fall?
No, I swim in the fall.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. A little bit different mm-hmm. all the way around, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing for, it's Easter. You guys, just somebody jump in here. How much fun has it been this season getting in shape and getting ready for the track season? Have you guys even been outside yet?
Yesterday was our very first practice where we could all be outside, and it was absolutely amazing. It was sunny. It was nice out. It's been kind of hard. We've had almost a month indoors, except for distance. They
distance
always go outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you guys don't mind running in the mud and the
we
water.
We do mind, but we have to.
Yeah.
They're hardcore.
Well, how about for sprints and stuff like that? I mean, you're in the gym, right? Probably. I mean, you can't even get any. I think you could probably throw a shot put because they use a big rubber shot put,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, we went to the middle school for a month, and we had the big rubber shot puts, and they make little marks in the floor, but it's not as bad as the metal ones, so we've been doing that.
So as far as sprints are concerned, you don't have 100 meters inside that gymnasium, and you talk about having bad knees. Now, I know I have a little bit of issue there myself, so I understand and feel for you. But a lot of times, I mean, what do? Just explode for you know the length of the basketball court, or how do you go about getting in shape for that?
Sometimes we do like short sprints in the wrestling room, and then occasionally we'll go into the M wing of the high school and we'll do some short sprints in there.
Running in the hallways.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow. We'd get kicked out of school doing that back when I grew up. But so, and then, of course, long distance, you're able to just go. You guys, what they do is just say, get out and run.
Yeah,
and
we just go around town.
Yeah,
no matter the weather. Like.
So you got So you do the 800 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular way of conditioning you for that, or they just say go run? Literally, you go run for a half an hour now.
Well. We definitely go on, like, long runs, but also we have been able to go on the track, like, a few times and do, like, actual, like, track sprint workouts and stuff.
I was going to say, because 800 meters, I mean, it's considered long distance, but it's kind of a sprint, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of mid-distance, I would say.
Yeah.
So,
Reagan, you said you were doing 100?
Yeah.
And what else?
200.
100 and 200 meters, okay. Mm-hmm. So, what's your time on that 200? Set any track records yet?
Oh, this year will be my year.
Is that right?
Hopefully, yes.
Feeling good? So what do you run that in? About, 20 seconds? 20?
Oh, gosh, I wish. I would say about 27.
27? That's still not too shabby. That's not bad. Yeah. That's good. What about the 100?
13.
Like, okay.
0.5.
What's your personal best?
It was... last year at sections, when I had my best PR, and it was about 13.2.
Okay.
It was around there.
Do you want to try to beat that this year?
Oh, yes.
You're going to get into the 12s this year? What do you think?
I sure hope. I love beating myself. It's so fun.
Yeah. That sounds pretty sadistic, but it's okay. Maddie, so you throw the discus and the shot put.
I do, yeah.
It's 8-pound shot, isn't it?
Yeah, girls are 4 kilos. I think guys are 6.
Okay. And then the discus, what is that then?
Disc is 1 kilo for girls.
Okay. What is your personal best?
For shot put, my personal best is, I think, 30 feet 6 inches, and I actually got that when I was competing against my sister during a conference meet, so we really pushed each other for that PR.
Nice.
And then in discus, it is around 100.
Okay. Do you know what the state record is on those at all? Any idea?
For disc, it's somewhere around 150.
Wow.
160. We had a girl last year who threw like 145, 150. And for shot, it's somewhere in the high 40s,
wow.
I believe.
So you're going to go after those records this year? How do you feel about that?
I'm going to try and hit like 34, 35 for shot if I can really push myself. And for disc, I'm going to try and get to at least 120.
So really what gets you into state contention, Reagan, for you? For what types of speeds, what types of times do they expect for you to advance maybe into a state competition?
For the 100, it's very low 13s and 12s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're there. You just got to get there.
Yeah, I just got to go a little faster and then I'll get
just
there.
A little faster. You got to jump that gun. That's the
yes.
deal, right? They still use a gun, right? Bang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to, you know, get ready, get set, and just one little step. Bam, you're gone. You're through. You're going to state. Congratulations. How about you? So what's your 800 best?
226 I went last year.
Okay. And that was last year. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a goal for that this year?
Yeah. Maybe like 222. I mean, under 220 would be really amazing, but I don't know if I can do that.
You don't know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you start getting to that point, I mean, is it that, are you, I mean, it's early in the season. Like I said, you haven't really had much of a chance to get outside and do anything. So when's the first meet?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to New Prague.
Okay. Was that supposed to be ran this past week?
That was Faribault. We were supposed to have it rescheduled to yesterday, but they couldn't find enough people. So we get one on Thursday.
Yeah.
They couldn't find enough people.
Yeah, they need a certain number of like markers and timers to work.
Oh,
the meet, and
it wasn't like track participants. This wasn't like they didn't have enough team. they didn't have enough workers
yeah.
to participate. Yeah. Wow, that's kind of crazy. So what are your expectations as far as a team? What do you guys do? I mean, this year is a little crazy. Like I said, you can't really get outside and do anything, but you're stuck with each other in the gymnasium almost all the time. What do you guys do as a team to kind of get to know each other and kind of bond and you know, come together as a team?
We have done one team bonding event. Everyone went bowling in Northfield here, and we're planning on doing another one soon. Mm-hmm. We might run down to Blast. Even the throwers get to run.
Mm-hmm.
Or we might do something like a bonfire, but we, every morning or every afternoon, we have a meeting, and that's a time where all the girls can kind of talk to each other and get to know each other better before we split off and do events.
So are all three of you captains?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you lead the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's your team this year, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, sort of, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So is there any expectations, Regan, that you have for your team as a whole?
I just want everyone to be united as one, not have different groups like as our events. We have distance, sprints, shot and disc. I just want everyone to be like together and just mm-hmm. grow a big team.
And represent your team and yeah. your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming in this morning. It was kind of fun seeing you in here, and the sun's going to come out. they say it's going to come out. I don't know who they are, but they're, you know, whatever they are, right? But thanks for coming in today. Good luck to you throughout the season. Congratulations on a great, you know, good luck in your graduation and all that fun stuff, and you've got a couple years left. So, but thanks for coming in, and I hope you have a successful season. Maybe we'll get your coach on the program one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, I swear, every time she's supposed to come in, she gets sick. Or is she just afraid to come talk to me? What do you think?
No, she had quite the bug.
Yeah.
I think she has a cold now.
She does.
Yeah. So did she get sick this week a little bit, or was it just kind of, I mean...
Yeah, yesterday she was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's kind of
gone.
So she was assistant coach. And then, so you guys, I mean, it's not like, this is her first year as head coach, but you guys know who she is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like it's unfamiliar ground. Or has she implemented anything into the program this year that you noticed significantly, or, you know, something that, you know, she brought to the table, if you will, or...
Yeah, this year and last year, she every Tuesday we would go and meet in her room, and she would do something with the girls about, like, mindfulness. We called it last year the Apollo Project, and it was working on helping our, like, self-confidence in competition and kind of, like, our mental strength besides just physical strength. And we're doing something like that this year again, and she's going off of this book called She the Confident, and I think it's really interesting, and it can definitely help our team.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, ladies, again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That was Regan Childress, Maddie McDowell, and Josie Houck joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. We'll have more interviews and fun stuff coming up. We've got Evan Lowe will be talking to Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson coming up a little bit later this morning, and Liz Campbell with the scoreboard. All that and wonderful more coming up on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Running is my passion. Even on the busiest days, I make time to lace up. When knee pain started to slow me down, I knew it was my move, and I chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Their personalized care was phenomenal. They listened to my concerns and took the time to explain my options. Thankfully, I didn't need surgery. With the right treatment and information on how to take care of my knee, I'm ready for the road ahead. I appreciate the extra care the orthopedics team gave me at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
A health savings account from Community Resource Bank can help you save money on medical expenses when used in conjunction with a qualifying high-deductible health plan. An HSA offers the return of a savings account with the convenience of checking, all while earning a competitive interest rate. Stop by one of our locations or visit crb.bank to learn more. Community Resource Bank, let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Plenty of sunshine on the way, at least that's what the weather terrorists are telling me this morning. Hoping for sunshine anyhow today and warming up to 63. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, cooling off to around 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 62 with a 40% chance of precip. And then for Easter evening, a 30% chance of some showers and cooling off to around 41. But sunshine and 67 coming up for Monday. See, there's the sunshine starting to peek through. Did you know that in this date in history, back in 1992, tennis player Arthur Ashe had announced that he had AIDS? It's been that long. And I welcome in Marty Johnson, the head coach of the tennis team. And Arthur Ashe, I don't know if you followed his career at all, but quite an outstanding tennis player and just a bastion of excellence for a man. He really changed the way tennis was played.
He really
did.
There's the thing that stands out about him was that he had such integrity and started really the bringing out of sportsmanship in tennis a lot and across many borders, many lines of ethnicity and cultural backgrounds, and it wasn't then a rich man's game only, a game of the kings, but he is a grassroots developed tennis player, and then, it just kind of busted wide open. So it was a great thing, and then he became the Davis Cup captain after playing the Davis Cup himself and representing USA. He was great, and that's amazing. And when we're talking about AIDS, we're not talking about one in the right ear and one in the left ear like
right.
I have.
Right.
So, which always shocks people if I say that I have AIDS, but yeah. And then their jaw drops, and I say, yeah, one in the right ear, one in the left ear.
Quite a difference. Well, it's been an interesting season. I don't know how you guys, you went down to a quadrangular down in St. Peter, you said, down at Gustavus down there. So you had indoor on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So explain to me how did you even prepare for that? Because are the nets even up anywhere in this?
No, they weren't. We've been playing indoors, practicing indoors, I should say, at the Spring Creek Elementary School. We do that every spring until we can get out on the outdoor courts. Of course, our outdoor courts had snow on them. Our team members went out with plastic shovels and shoveled off the snow. We have photos of those, and those will be historic someday. But we just hit against the wall until our arms fall off. We do a little bit of running conditioning, but mostly it's getting contact with the ball, trying to develop our hand-eye skills, our touch skills, our ball control skills, and coming together as a team. And we worked out for an hour and a half, 3:30 till 5, and now we're working out today on Saturday. And my assistant coach, Mark Walensky, who I couldn't do without, is running a practice right now this morning at 10 o'clock because the guys wanted it, and they're going to be practicing on Sunday also as an open optional practice. But now we're just tickled to be outside, and it's going to be, as you said, beautiful weather. All of our spring sports are going to be thriving because now we can actually be on the fields that we need to be on.
Right.
And then that's been great because usually our teams in Northfield don't get to play outdoors. haven't taken advantage of the indoor facilities, one in Owatonna, Owatonna Tennis Center, and the others are in Lakeville. It's close by, like Lifetime. But this year we've had several players that have taken advantage of the off seasons by getting into tennis lessons and play programs indoors, and those have been wonderful things.
So they got a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, a little bit of an edge. And then we're all competing similarly after the high school season. We have a great summer program here led by Nick Hupton, who is a Jefferson High School teacher. And then he runs our summer program, and then other ones, Tori Borowski, Larson Ringling, Beth LeCan, who's one of our assistant coaches, as is Tori, for the women's team. And Beth LeCan, all of those have helped our program, and we have as a result, we have a really nice group, a strong group of young people coming up. We have no seniors this year, but we have 15 juniors that are returning back. We have 5 10th graders, 4 ninth graders that are really promising, 2 8th graders, and 1 7th grader. And we're going to have a problem, I'm anticipating, which is this. It's like looking into a treasure chest, and the deeper you go, the analogy would be, the deeper and harder we work, it's more and more amazing gifts in there. Because we're going to have a problem of having so much depth that we're going to have trouble deciding, this is what I forecast, deciding who's going to be playing, because they're all going to be not playing, but playing in what positions, because right. There's so much depth. And they're just absorbing. We had a great practice yesterday, which to me is a forecast of how it's going to be. So much enthusiasm, so much fire, so much dedication, so much desire to improve, so much, I want to say, they're just showing a great work ethic, and they're great kids. And after the practice, and after we got done with everything, had several players come up and say, thanks, coach. And those kinds of things just kind of are now just like the little buds coming up out of the ground
right.
for this spring. So right. Mark and I are really, really excited. The kids are excited, and it looks like it's going to be a really promising year. We lost 2 of our 3 matches in that quadrangular. The first match we played was our toughest against St. Peter. We lost 5-2, but the matches were close. Of course, we got better as the day went on. The other teams also did.
Right.
But if we could have played them a little bit later, that would have been better for us. We beat Princeton 5-2, and we lost to Pine City 4-3.
You say that's 4 singles and then 3 doubles teams?
Yes.
So that's 6 and 4. That's 10 people.
Yes.
And you talked about your depth, and you talked about that. So what does the rest of the team get to do?
Well, they're going to be help. It's all shuffling out. We don't know all of our positions yet and who's going to play. We tried 2 of 3 different lineups on Thursday, and that gave us some information, but not very much.
Right.
It's just very superficial how deep we had a look at things as far as their ability to play that. And that isn't a fair time to look at them either, because it was the first time on a court for many of them for one whole, season.
Right.
And so, but to see what they did, they're on their own, and we're coaching them on every other change of sides number of games. It was good and encouraging, and it was like just warming up, gradually warming up, and like a hummingbird coming out of turbidity.
Did you have a specific 4 singles, or did you like, okay, well, when we played Princeton, I had these 4, and then when we did St. Peter, I had this group of 4? Or
not quite.
No?
Partially.
Yeah.
So you're seeing into the problem right there of like, it was kind of like best guess. because all we had seen is what they could do indoors and what we knew of their players from last year. So our three co-captains, Jackson Hessian, Ruben Menk, Blake Simon, number one, have been doing a great job with leadership and taking on a level of seriousness and what needs to be done. And then we used those three because those are strong players. And then we tried to fill in other spots with our up-and-coming players that have either shown a lot of strength and consistency, which means over the net, accuracy, which means in the court, mobility, and those three fundamentals we have to work on a lot, but that's what we were looking at. Last year's results and what they've shown to us, and this year what the new people have shown to us, and that's just kind of a, it's more subjective.
Are you trying to, as far as doubles goes, are you trying to decipher who matches up well with each other, and are you switching them out? So, you know, like I said, you had three contests on Thursday. Yeah. So, did you switch them up to just see who was more comfortable with each other now that they in a competition?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just you're like going, well, I'm going to put this one and this one together. You guys go out there and see how you can.
Yeah.
And then
is there a
chemistry about that, that you know, like especially in doubles like that you know, there's a
there is totally, and it's a mystery.
Yeah.
And
you don't know until they play, right?
Yeah. And so yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery.
Right.
Today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of like that. But whoever we put together, the great part for us as coaches is they're willing to do it, and they're doing their best at it.
Right.
So
no egos. No egos getting in the way. It seems like, you know, they're
responsible.
All they know it's a team, and it's whatever it takes for the team to be successful.
They all get along well together. And we're going to do more of, and we need to do more of developing our kids at the middle school. So 2 years ago, we had the middle school boys team come over and practice with the high school team. Last year, we got so busy trying to catch up with all of our rain, and we're anticipating maybe 26, 27 days of rain out of 31 in May, like we typically have. But we didn't do it last year, and we need to do that again, at least once. And so we need to caress and feed our developmental teams down there, and we do that in the summer, and we need to bring them in so that we have this existing cohesion that we do now this year, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. When you're down in St. Peter, how many courts are going at one time?
Six.
Okay, so it moved it along, because if you have to go through that many matches, that's 21 matches. That's a lot of time.
Yeah. We left at 8:25 in the morning, and we thought we'd be back and done about 7 o'clock. We got back home at 9, and it was a full day, but a lot of downtime. But that gave us time to look at other players and what they were doing and what they were doing well that we've talked about. And we could, when we weren't on the court, we're actually learning. And it's kind of like watching tennis. If you were homesick in bed during the summer or something, or any time that you were able to watch tennis on TV, or maybe you have back problems or something, you couldn't get on the tennis court, or you sprained your ankle, you watch tennis, and then when you get out there, you're actually better than you were just by absorbing what the good things that you saw.
Right.
And you start emulating all those things. So that had that benefit too. And you can see, when people have a very low intensity on the tennis court, they don't move their feet, and you can see the best players that are moving their feet, taking, if you want to be a beginning player, I tell the kids, you're going to be taking 5 to 7 steps between any two shots. You want to be an intermediate player, take 8 to 10. You want to be an advanced player, take 11 to 12 steps in between any two shots. If you want to be an elite player, you'll be taking 13 to 15 steps in the fifth set of French Open or Wimbledon or whatever between any two shots.
Really?
So that we try to increase our foot number, and that increases our ability to play. We get to the ball, that's mobility. Then we can get it over the net, hopefully.
Right.
And it's like YMCA.
Right.
Your mobility, consistency, accuracy. So mobility, we've got to get to the ball, not just get to it, but really get to it. Then we can time the ball. It's like hurry up and wait, like your parents used to say. Our parents used to say, probably they're still saying it today. Consistency is over the net. We don't want to get the yellow sock award when we hit the ball into the net. And we pay a penalty for every time we hit the ball into the net on our varsity team, the Raider team, so that we know that that's the worst that we can make. We choose the 3.5 feet to infinity up as far as making height instead of choosing the bottom 3 feet and lower for an error. So we want to miss it wide or long. And then accuracy means in the court. So those are the fundamentals that every tennis player is working on, mobility, consistency, and accuracy. And we're just trying to do things as smart as we can. And what's better than just hitting this shot, a non-specific cross court? We want to hit at a target. We want to hit the widest cross court and be able to hit the down the line, and then you can hit anything in between.
Right.
So it's little things like that that they're internalizing, and then they'll gradually show up more and more. And really using the time in between points, because we all have the same 10 to 12 seconds is what most people take. They have 20 seconds allowed in between points, but we're trying to think, what is the guy trying to do to us, and what do we need to do to counter that?
Right.
And so forget about the errors, but try to learn from them. Work from your adversity. Make the best out of what's being shown to you. Remember what you can constructively use. Forget about your errors and go on.
Do you, as a coach, do you run kind of a drill or something like that where you're just strictly doing forehand the whole time, or maybe from corner to corner or from baseline to whatever, and then strictly backhand type of maneuvers and different things like that? Or do you just let them get out there?
No.
Go out there and whack the ball.
No, we don't do that at all. Because I surprised the kids, but I started coaching tennis in the Brookings Recreation program when I was 14. I took it over from my dad. And, what you learn in 10 years from 14 to 24 is doing what you said, doing kind of non-specific drills, because they all start as beginners, and just about anything you do with them is good. But once I took scuba diving lessons, I realized years ago that they don't give you a beginning set of instructions when you go through a scuba diving training, and then an intermediate set, and then an advanced set. They give you the best right away. So what's better than doing that? Well, so to be more and more specific and to understand the most important thing out of that drill, get to the ball, get it over the net, and now a specificity of where you're going to aim and the reasons why. And when you understand those things, it's like if you see a great return of serve and then you see the opposite of that, not an opposite of greatness, but if you see a really sharp cross court and then you see a really great down the line return of serve, then you say to yourself, why don't we just work on those two things?
Mm-hmm.
And then anything in between is easy to hit. So if you learn to hit as far to the right as you can and as far to the left as you can, then it's understanding the speeds and locales. Like if I'm going to ride a bicycle down a hill as fast as I can, I can't turn the sharpest corner that bicycle can. If I'm in my driveway or in my garage, I can turn the sharpest corner. So to understand that you can't change the aerodynamics of the ball to make it go your 8 speed or 9 speed and make it go the shorter, sharpest shot, you've got to reduce the speed to get that. So if you're going for a really sharp cross court, it's got to be reduced speed.
Okay.
And if you're going down the line, it's got to be hit with P&A, power and accuracy. So then, but you can't be trying to drive 70 miles an hour on this 25 mile an hour curve.
Right. So Marty Johnson is our guest this morning on the Raider Wrap, head coach for the tennis team. So what do you and Mark think as far as for the 2023 spring season here, now that the sun is starting to come out, What's your expectations? What do you and Mark think of from a team standpoint is success?
So team success to me and to Mark would be that everyone is doing their best, trying their hardest, with the least attachment to outcome. It doesn't matter whether you win. It's kind of like in art, I tell them, anything that you create will be good enough. Stop comparing yourself to others. Work on yourself. And when you ask me that question, you could see a big smile on my face. Because no matter how we do with win or loss, that's not the important thing. The important thing is that they develop confidence. They develop a sense of pride. Not that pride is what we're after, but integrity, that they did their very best. They used all the tools that they had, all the gifts that were given to them. They work with others to help them become their best. And if they have something that really helped them, then they share that with the other teammates. And that's what I see, and Mark sees, that they are receptive, first of all. They're buying into it. There's a trust, there's a relationship that is a give and take. And it's not, and it hasn't been, that all the responsibility rests on the coaches, like a teacher. Some say there are no bad students, there are only bad teachers. Well, that implies that it's 100% on the teacher. It has to be at least a 50-50, but more of a 30-70. The players have to lift it up and run, and that's the best teams that any coach has coached is the players are pulling the coach instead of the coach pulling the players. And that's what we have. We have initiative from the inside out, and it's blossoming. And it's so early in the season, so
right.
we try to work really hard, but we work smart. Train hard and smart. Win easy.
What's your schedule coming up now? What does it look like? So did you deliberately schedule that tournament in St. Peter so you could play indoors, kind of thinking that, you know, you could be expecting some weather? And then now when do you get to start playing outdoors, and when's your first match here?
I have to give all the credit to scheduling this first match to my assistant, Mark Walensky, because we had a couple spots that were open, and I'm teaching high school art at Lakeville South, which is weird, right? But anyway... I'm full-time there, but he had some time and was able to do this. And yes, we always anticipate that our springs are going to be problematic,
right,
to say it the nicest way. and usually, and probably again, what will be the experience is the dates that we have scheduled for all these teams, maybe a third of them will happen as scheduled. And then we'll have to reschedule around rain and so on. So this was just a great thing. We've asked to be part of this next year, and through perpetuity, it's a great thing. We had these two other schools that came from 2 hours away. Well, an hour and 51 minutes if you look at GPS, but probably 2 hours anyway.
Give or take.
That was a great commitment for theirs,
yeah,
from them, and they needed the same thing.
Right.
So it's really great. So, yeah. Good question, Jim.
Been a crazy start to the season, but it's how long have you been coaching now? For 24 years?
40 years, yeah. And those have been all over, but I've been a tennis teaching pro for most of those years in private clubs and country clubs, and then out at Cornell for 3 years, and then our kids started having grandkids, and we moved back. So, it's been wonderful. All of the diversity and working both sides of the economics of free and reduced lunch students. We had a program where we had 2,500 kids in that program. We worked with free and reduced lunch kids, and we gave them free indoor court time and free tutoring after school. We did that for 3 years. It was the program only one of its kind in the country. And then we worked with the really wealthy to... But this is just wonderful to have all those different experiences and then end up here in Northfield where we've got all of this. In fact, I was commenting to our kids the other day, there's one other place that I've coached, and that was Cornell, where they took their studies as seriously as their tennis. So when we would take off from Cornell to Princeton or Dartmouth or whatever, we started driving and the dome lights were on, and every player in the Suburban was studying.
Yeah.
And on the way back, the same thing. And so yesterday, the kids on Thursday were studying and doing their work in between matches. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Athletes do better in school because they've got the commitment, the dedication to take their academics as seriously or more seriously. And some of our players we don't get to use this year because they're in theater. And that's happened in the past, too, and that's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, I appreciate you stopping in today, and hopefully you'll be able to get outdoors and enjoy some tennis coming up. So
maybe even if it rains.
Yeah, maybe if it rains. Yeah. All righty. Head coach.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
You're doing an awesome job.
Marty Johnson, head coach of the boys tennis team, joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. We've got more to come. We still got to talk to Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson yet. Evan Lowe will have Meet the Raider coming up here on 95.1 The One.
Thinking about buying a home? Then you should do the Homeowner Hustle. No, it's not a new dance. It's a free home buyers how-to event hosted by Merchants Bank. Thursday, April 20th at the Merchants Bank Honey Locust Drive branch from 5 to 6. Enjoy free drinks and appetizers as mortgage expert Rob Nelson shares helpful tips for buying a home in today's tight market. Just RSVP at merchantsbank.com/seminar. And then on April 20th, join them in doing the Homeowner Hustle. Equal housing lender, loan subject to approval.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have 6 nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Everyone, I hope you are having a beautiful Saturday morning and enjoying this beautiful sunshine and warm weather up ahead. I am freshman Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. This last Tuesday was a whirlwind of cancellations and postponements. Track and field were supposed to have a meet in Faribault, which got canceled due to weather. Girls softball also had a canceled game against Rochester John Marshall. Baseball had some postponed games, one of which being their 9A teams game, which has been rescheduled to May 5th. The rest of the baseball teams' games have been postponed, but there have not been any details about when they will take place. We will try and keep you updated about that. Boys tennis had a triangular meet on Thursday at Gustavus College against multiple teams. Baseball had another postponed game, which will now take place on May 1st against New Prague for all of their teams. Softball also had another postponement on Thursday, and this game against New Prague will take place on May 5th. Later on today, there will be a girls' softball game against Mayo, so head on down to Rochester if you can to support our Raiders. That will be all for today's Raider scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Again, I am your host, Liz Campbell, and you are listening to KYMN 95.1. The One.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Connects Nurseries and Landscaping in Northfield is your all-in-one garden center. Come and browse thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals, as well as a variety of soil, mulch, and rock. Connects' knowledgeable staff are here to help you with your next project. Check us out at connects.net. That's KNECHTS.net, where plants and people connect.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK, we're swinging into spring. Spring is here and it's time to get outdoors. Hiking, biking, boating, walking, or running. Let's make this a spring free of glasses or contacts. Ritchie Eye and LASIK will help you swing into spring with up to $500 off all of our LASIK treatments.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Just a couple minutes in front of 11 o'clock, about 12 minutes before. We still got a little bit of time left here. It's time to meet the Raider. Evan Lowe will interview boys baseball players Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson. Plenty of sunshine on our way here today, hopefully. High of 63 tonight. Increasing clouds cooling off at 44 tomorrow for Easter sunny, partly sunny, a 40% chance of some precipitation, and warming up to around 62. We're going to be a little bit windy tomorrow. 10 to 15 mile an hour south-southwest winds with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For Sunday night, scattered showers, a 30% chance, and a low of 41. Monday, it will be sunny with a high of 67. And then for Monday night, cooling off to 48, and sunshine and 74 expected. For Tuesday, we've got mostly cloudy skies here this morning as it continues to try to work its way out of here. And a little bit of sunshine popping through the clouds right now. We're at 44. With no further ado, let's kick it over to Evan Lowe at this week's Meet the Raider.
Hello, I am your host, Evan Lowe, and our guest on this week's Meet the Raider is baseball athletes Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson. You guys are three-fourths of the way through senior year. What's been the highlight?
One of the highlights has been hanging out with friends. School's not always that fun, but if you have friends there, it makes it a lot better.
Going off what Tyler said, school has been okay, and then being with friends is just what makes school fun. I've had some pretty fun sports seasons with football and basketball as well, and I got friends there. It's really fun.
This week marks the end of the third quarter. A lot of seniors say that they have a little bit of a senior slide that tends to happen in the spring of their senior year. Have you guys been experiencing that so far?
Yeah, definitely. It hit right around New Year's, so it's been a little bit.
I personally am not sliding, but I've had a few friends that have slid, like Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, he's already got his college figured out, so that helps a little bit. Tyler, what's your plan for next year?
I'm going to Gustavus. I'm going to be playing baseball there. I still haven't decided a major yet, but I'm between a few.
Yeah, what kind of led you to make that decision?
Just talking to their coaches. I was between a few schools, but I would have played baseball there, and their coaches were very welcoming, so that made me choose to go there.
Yeah, for sure, Tyler. We still have a quarter left of your senior year. It's not done yet. Is there anything that you guys are looking forward to?
Looking forward to graduation, obviously. Baseball season, we got a good team this year. Excited for that.
Yeah, what Nolan said, graduating. Just ready for summer, too. Summer is always fun.
Nolan, do you have any plans for next year? Any ideas what you want to do?
I'm planning on going to a four-year college for engineering, probably in biological engineering or chemical engineering.
Super exciting. So those STEM degrees can be tough, though. And so baseball has started up now. How would you guys say the first couple of weeks have gone?
They've been good. New coach, so it's practice a little different, but everyone's excited and ready for the season to start.
First 2 weeks are always a little slow, but this year we've seen an increase in the intensity, and we're excited.
The snow outside can make it a little limiting on what you can do because the fields are covered, but how have you guys adapted with that?
You know, Minnesota weather, we're always not certain if we're going to be playing that first game. We're just hoping that we'll get that first game against Rochester JM right now.
Yeah, what Nolan said, I know last year we didn't start until about mid-April, so you never know what the weather's going to give you, and if you get a game, you got to be ready.
And Tyler, I know that games are coming up, but practicing in the meantime, are you guys in the dome or in the gym, or what's that been looking like?
We were in the dome this week. We were in the gym last week. It all depends on if we get availability there or whatnot.
And Tyler, the first couple of weeks, you said they look a little slow. What do you guys usually do in the start of the season when you can't really do as much as you could if you're outside?
Last week was arm care, so that was just throwing, getting ready for this week, which this week's tryouts. So we can do a bunch of stuff, can hit, do all that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, this week is much more advanced going off what Tyler said. We got guys thrown off the mound, and we're taking infield, and we're looking pretty solid.
So you guys have started tryouts, and is that looking any different this year with your new head coach than it has looked in the past?
This year we have not a whole lot of change from last year's tryouts just because of the environment that we have. We got to be inside. You can't really be playing a full field of nine guys. You got to kind of have just drills.
Like Nolan said, yeah, it's kind of the same. There's only so much you can really do inside.
As being seniors, it can be a little tough with a coach transition, especially because it's your senior year. How have the first couple of weeks gone with your new head coach, Spitzak?
It's been awesome. He really knows the game well, and he's always pushing us to be better and try our hardest, and he knows a lot, so it's good.
Yeah, going off what Tyler said, one of the things Spitzak kind of stresses is building a culture, and I think he's really kind of doing that. We're playing together, and we're going to have fun this year.
Nolan, Spitzak was your assistant coach for a couple of years prior, so he's been a part of the culture, and so I'm sure that helps with continuing to build it.
Yeah, he is a pitching coach and very relevant in the game time decisions that we made with who we're going to pitch in certain situations.
So last year you guys had some powerful seniors like Joey Malika who went off and played D1. Who are you guys looking at to help step up and fill those gaps?
One player I think is Camden Kaiser. If you went to any football games, you see how dynamic he is out there. So just how fast he is in the outfield and he can hit well. So that's one person I think will help us out.
Yeah, the whole junior class, they played VFW League last year, and they went pretty far into the playoffs. They know how to win. They want to win. If you combine that with the senior grade, we're going to have something special.
From last year to this year, what are you guys looking at to build off of?
I would say our pitching rotation. We return a lot of our pitchers, so that should be a strong suit for us.
Yeah, and our outfield. We lost two starters, but we had guys that were in the backup position last year that are just ready to get at it.
And Tyler, you're a pitcher, right?
Yeah, and outfield.
And outfield. And Nolan, what position do you play?
I'm a pitcher and shortstop and third baseman.
So yeah, the pitcher rotation, you guys have been pitching prior, and so that'll continue to prove. Is there anything that you guys would say kind of was a little bit less than that you're hoping to work on?
Last year, I'm going to be honest, the chemistry wasn't really there. We had a bunch of miscues in the field, and the dugout was not always enthusiastic, and that can really affect a team.
Yeah, like Nolan said, just mistakes. One mistake would turn into five, and you never want that to happen because it just spiral effects, it keeps coming.
Yep, Tyler, baseball is one of those games where momentum is key. And if stuff starts going bad and you guys can't get picked back up, it can turn around really fast. Is there anything that you guys as seniors are looking to help improve upon with the mental and just the momentum side of baseball?
I just say being a leader. If anyone needs anything, I'm there for them, or just keep pushing and being your best every day.
Yeah, going off what Tyler said, we got a bunch of leaders on our team. If we're not being efficient at practice, there's those guys that'll just step up and say, hey, we need to do this drill and get us on task.
And during a game, like let's say an error is made or someone's just having a really tough day or the other team's just really excelling and hitting the ball in the holes, the gaps that you guys can't get to, is there anything that you guys have done in the past or looking to do to help build up the momentum that way?
Just keep your teammates' head up. Always encourage them. And if you see something, you got to tell them about it.
Yeah, constructive criticism, like they always say.
And if you're just tuning in with us, we have Raider baseball seniors Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson. So you guys are seniors and have been playing baseball for a long time. Baseball is one of those sports that you really have to work on because it's all technique, and in order to play varsity baseball, you have to really work on it. What age did you guys start playing baseball?
I was 6, I think.
As early as I can remember, I had a baseball in my hand.
And way back then, do you guys remember what really made you join?
Probably my parents just get me into something.
I don't really remember, but, you know, I always saw baseball on TV and then watch the Twins and go, hey, there's Joe Mauer.
Yeah, parents usually just send their kids off to that, and then you guys stuck with it. Over the years, is there anything that you guys struggled on and that's something that you've noticed that you really had to work on in order to strengthen your game?
There's definitely been good years and bad years. You know, one year you're really struggling with hitting, and then you work on that over the off season. Next year you're hitting real well, and then you struggle with pitching. So it's really a balance.
Going off what Nolan said, I'd say mine's hitting. I started slow over the years, and I feel like I've really improved on that.
Do you see that, Tyler, as one of your strengths now?
Yes.
As a pitcher, you don't really see many pitchers that can do both, so credits to you on that. You guys have been playing for almost forever. What would you guys say has been your favorite memory of just baseball?
That's a tough one. When we were in the summer of 9th grade, we won state.
What Nolan said, I would probably say our Omaha trip for baseball. I think we went 500, but it was fun to be with the guys and just something different.
Yeah. Nolan, that's super exciting. Winning state, I mean, that is a group that's seniors now, right?
Yes.
So you've had the connection since way back then, winning state, and hopefully that can continue on. So you guys talked about how if you guys have something, is there anything that you guys specifically did to improve for baseball during the off season, or how did you prepare for the upcoming season?
I went to a velocity thing in Lakeville to just throw harder because, I mean, last year a bunch of guys, if it hit me, it was right up the middle, so they timed me. So just trying to throw harder and keep them off balance.
Going off what Tyler said, you know, as a multi-sport athlete, it's kind of tough to balance which ones you got to work on. So I just had to kind of weasel in time to get in the cage and take a few cuts.
Yeah. And Nolan, being a three-sport athlete in itself is impressive, but football, basketball, and baseball don't really correlate a ton. You're playing at the varsity level for all three. Just outside of baseball, Nolan, I know you're a three-sport athlete. Do you guys participate in any other activities?
Played football this year.
I shoot trap in the spring.
Four-sport athlete. Thank you guys for coming in today, and best of luck on your upcoming season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This was Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap with your host, Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.101.
And thank you for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Jimmy LaRue bidding you another adieu for another Saturday morning. Catch us every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 as we bring you insights to scores and highlights of all the Raider activities going on in the area. Special thanks again to Marty Johnson, boys tennis coach, Reagan Childress, Matty McDowell, Josie Houck, and of course Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell bringing you all the highlights this morning. Wishing you a very, very best and a happy Easter and a happy Passover to all of those that participate. And we lost a good one over the week. We extend our blessings and our thoughts and prayers to the Nelson, Mary Nelson, who passed away earlier this week. And we extend our hand of grace to all of those that knew her and brought many, many smiles to a lot of different people's lives throughout the years. So we wish her friends and family the best. That's going to do it for this morning. We'll take care. Like I said, have a great and fantastic holiday. And we'll see you again next week here on 95.1, the 1 KYMN.